human happiness lies in contentment. Mahatma Gandhi. In the deserts of Rajasthan in India, in a house by a plum tree, I was born on 9th August 1936. There was no electricity and no radio, no TV, no telephone, no car, and no computers. But there were camels and cows, fields and farms, songs and stories, arts and crafts, dance and music, aplenty. I grew up in the care of my kind mother. My father died when I was 4 years old. My grief-stricken mother found me a source of solace. That's what she said. Although I received a lot of love and longing from her, she could not hide her broken heart from me or anyone else. My father died of a heart attack when he was 50 years old and left my mother, 10 years younger, to take care of me and my 7 brothers and sisters. Though often in tears, she looked after us with enormous courage. And yet, as a small child, I could not help but witness her sorrow, her loss, and her loneliness. As time passed, I began to notice a change. My mother started to practice meditation. I would hear her singing mantras about equanimity, acceptance of pain and pleasure, gain and loss, of birth and death as existential reality. While meditating, the dark shadow of sorrow lifted from her face and a strong atmosphere of resilience emanated from her whole body. These meditations led her into a deeper state of being. In place of tears in her eyes, I saw a gracious clarity glowing from them. She would take me to our small farm, walking and talking about trees, bees, and butterflies. She would speak about the healing power of nature and about nature as our teacher. I remember those wonderful walks being full of fun and fascination. She would tell stories and sing songs. I loved the way she walked and talked and laughed. I loved the way she could remember those wonderful long stories which gripped my attention. I always wanted to walk with my mother to our farm. I was happy to think that she was my mother and that she knew and remembered so much. I was fortunate to have had such a mother. She was my mentor, my teacher, my guru, and my hero. She embodied elegant simplicity.